I'm Nick Bruner again. I'm here with Corinne Delaney, and Corinne has authored a book called From Prima Donna to Pop Rock. And can you tell us a little bit about what that means?
Sure. It's about the relevancy of opera in the modern world and how to sing healthily and use classical technique that has stood the test of time in the modern era, when a lot of people in Western society really don't appreciate or even understand operatic singing.
Okay. So what gave you the idea to write this book?
Well, as a classically trained singer, I have performed all genres of music, but I have noted that a lot of time, while people appreciate opera, they don't understand it, they don't understand the purpose of it. And what I have actually found is that operatic singing stands the test of time in terms of durability. And the human body, like with Pavarotti singing well into his 70s versus most pop singers, are kind of done by 35 or 40, and they have all kinds of vocal injuries. And when you listen to them live singing post age 40, for a lot of these rock pop singers, they just can't sing as well. I grew up from Aerosmith. I love Steven Tyler, very talented musician. But when you hear him live now, it almost sounds like somebody who has, you know, severe vocal issues.
So your book addresses that, or tells people how they might be able to prevent that from happening.
Exactly. The book does, it not only goes into the history of music and song and the history of singing, but it also talks about how to sing healthily, the purpose of opera. And it's interesting because a lot of, even people like Angelina Jolie are now singing opera because she has found, and this is based on interviews I've read, she has found not only the health of it, but the beauty of it.
So you are an opera singer.
Yes.
Okay, so in your own opera singing, do you find, or your own singing, do you find that you can use opera techniques and other kinds of singing in a useful way?
Exactly. Yes, I do. I grew up, I'm a child of the 80s. I grew up on Madonna. I grew up on Mariah Carey. I love, you know, that kind of music. But what I have found is if I sing using my speaking or modern kind of rock voice, not only do I not have the range, but it's not good for me. It actually can cause vocal injuries, as it does for a lot of these live performers who, you know, pop singers who are world famous who do it all the time. So I do actually use classical technique while I'm singing pop and rock music. Yes.
Okay. So you mentioned how an opera rock singer has had a very short career. At what point do you think they should start using the techniques that you talk about in your book?
I think any singer should be classically trained, just like any dancer should know the basic components of ballet dance. It doesn't mean you have to dance ballet, but if you understand the basics or the bones of singing and even performing, you not only will have longevity, but you'll perform better.
Can you give an example of the kind of technique you might be talking about in the book, or where that might apply to different singers?
So specifically, classical technique is really based on lowering your larynx, and your larynx is your voice box. And when you lower it, like when you yawn, lower the larynx, you actually have more room in your throat, and it's safer singing, and so your voice can do more. And so the two key ingredients to classical technique are lowering your larynx and resonating properly in the vocal mask using your oral resonator.
All right, tell me about resonating.
So when you're singing, a lot of singers, like, and I like Taylor Swift, but when you listen to her sing, there's a lot of air in her voice. Whereas when you listen to a well-trained singer, it's resonating. So it's versus... So that's what resonating is, just to demonstrate it.
What pop singers do you hear nowadays that have good technique for the kind of singing?
Well, I loved Whitney Houston. She's the one that comes to mind. She's an incredible pop singer who also was classically trained. But for most pop singers I hear, even Mariah Carey, whose mother was an opera singer, she often sings down in her speaking voice like this. And they go, and it's not, there's no smooth transition, and she's not singing like this. I'm not saying she needs to sing opera, but if she would, she could sing more beautifully if she sang more healthily, which would be ironically using the techniques that her mother as an opera singer used.
I see. Okay. And could you tell me a little bit about your own journey to becoming an opera singer? Because I assume you had to train for a long time.
I did train for a long time. I've actually trained with people who've sung at the Metropolitan Opera, but I did not start off having any interest in opera. I grew up in the 80s listening to Madonna. And I remember when I was introduced to Phantom of the Opera in high school, when I loved it, but I never thought of myself as an opera singer. I just happened to be very good naturally at singing, but then I started training and realizing how much better I was with training. And so anybody who has any interest in singing really should train, because all of a sudden you are able to access higher notes you didn't even know you had. You're able to sing longer and better and have more constant vibrato and all of the key traits that make a beautiful sound.
Let's say that you were not a singer, but somebody were a listener who, like you, had grown up listening to pop music, rock music, or modern music, thought they might have an interest in opera, but didn't know where to start. What would you recommend for that?
I would recommend listening to a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan operettas, which is more like light opera.
Yeah.
It tends to be in English. I would also recommend just singing along to even Christmas carols, because a lot of Christmas carols have to be sung classically because the notes are really too high for your speaking voice to sing healthily. So just singing music that you love and then figuring out, okay, can I reach that note? If not, why not? And definitely consulting with a trained teacher.
Okay, so you have this book out of. Do you have any other projects that you're working on?
I may make a second edition of this book because I did so many amazing interviews with so many local musicians for this book. And upon rereading my book, just like anyone who looks at an artwork they've done, they're like, oh, I wish I'd added this information. So I might make a second edition at, you know, some future point, although I'm very pleased with all of the information presented in the book.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's been very good talking.
Thank you.